Morning, mate.
Nice to talk to you once again. I didn't realise eSIM was a thing. Kogan Mobile introducing eSIM support. Am I in the minority not knowing much about this?
No, and that's exactly why this is, I think, a great story, a big story, in a weird sense. So an eSIM, everyone knows what a SIM card is. I think it's that little plastic that goes into the phone when you change phones. It's the little card that essentially tells your mobile phone what network you're on and what your mobile number is. But what's fascinating is that for a few years now, there's been these electronic versions of these SIM cards, but only the big telcos have had them. And that's now cascaded down a little bit. So Kogan Mobile now offer an eSIM. And what that means is if I said to you, there's a great deal right now on Kogan Mobile, I just signed up my daughter, actually. Mm-hmm. 1 year, you pay 1 year, $99, and you get, I don't know, 100 gig of data, unlimited calls and texts. To get that, I would need to go online and order a SIM card. It would be posted to my home. And a week later, I'd get it, and I'd be like, what was this for? And what, is that deal still around?
Yep.
But now, with an eSIM, I can go online, I can order that deal, and I can choose an eSIM, and it will be delivered to me via email. And it's a QR code. I scan it with my phone. It puts a virtual SIM card on my phone, activates, and then I just add that plan to it. And we're off and running on a new carrier, either with a new number or I can take my old number away. Happy days, saving money, switching telcos whenever I need to, because an eSIM takes no, you don't need to leave your lounge.
So that means you don't even need to upgrade your phone.
That's right.
Wow.
Well, I mean, look, the thing is, you can use your existing phone with an eSIM if you've got, it's got to be a pretty recent Apple or Samsung phone. There's a couple others that have them. But most importantly, when you do change phones, you don't need to get a SIM card. You can just use the app from the telco and you can install the new eSIM just as well. Very easy to do.
Now, Fetch has upgraded its TV entertainment box at the same time. Telstra buys 51% of the business to line up its Telstra TV replacement. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, the Fetch Mighty is a fantastic entertainment box. You can record TV on it, watch live, free-to-air, and subscription TV. You can watch movies, all these things. They've got a new version which essentially looks the same, works the same, but it's future-proof. Got new gear on the inside, which means it'll work for many years to come. And around the time they announced that, they also announced that Telstra had bought 51% of their business. Now, that's a huge investment from Telstra, and it's a huge vote of confidence in Fetch. It also means that Telstra is going to phase out their Telstra TV and introduce Fetch because that's a better entertainment option for Telstra customers. So it's going to be a great move for Telstra customers in their TV entertainment over the years ahead.
I was going to say, is this just a short-term changeover or is this a long-term next year?
It'll take a while because everyone with a Telstra TV, they probably won't be sent a new one. It'll just be as you upgrade your box, you'll get a new Fetch box.
And finally, one of my favourite streaming services, Kayo, have upped their prices, but introduces a new entry-level tier that's not so entry-level. How does that work?
Yeah, so $25 is the price you've had to pay to get KO for a couple of years now since they launched. You get KO hundreds of sports to watch, but most importantly, you can watch it on two different screens at a time. So maybe in the lounge room and your kids might watch it in the playroom or something like that. Now, the price has gone up a couple of bucks to $27.50. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a very expensive streaming service. So to counter that, they've introduced a new entry-level streaming platform, which is only available to watch on one screen at a time, but it's not $10, it's not $15, it's actually $25. So it's $2.50 cheaper. It's the same as the original price. I think it's so they can still have the billboards that say KO from $25 a month.
Ah, so I've got to spend another $2.50 a month. But as you say, that's a nice little nest egg, though.
It is. I mean, it's a solid bit of coin. They've got 500,000 customers, so that's, you know, $12 million a year they're introducing into their kickers just by upping the price by a couple of bucks.
Oh, well, we'll read more at EFTM.com. Trevor, really do appreciate your time.
Thanks, mate. Talk to you next week.
That is Trevor Long, the editor for EFTM.com, joining us on 1332 4BU.